Today's Advent weekday liturgy takes us up the mountain of the Lord, the mountain where the Lord provides a banquet. We're familiar with this miraculous feeding of the crowd. We've heard this gospel about Jesus multiplying the loaves many times. But every time we have an opportunity to reflect on it, it tells us something more, something important. We can start with the most basic level. Jesus fed hungry people. Sometimes when people are critical of religion, especially of the Catholic Church, they say things like, don't talk to me about heaven and don't show me all your fancy buildings and your golden relics. If you want to be good, if you want to do good, give food to hungry people. That's the most basic thing you can do. Now that criticism is a little bit narrow, but it's also valid. Giving food to hungry people is basic religion. And it doesn't simply come from secular critics. It comes from Jesus himself. You know the story of the Last Judgment. At the Last Judgment, Jesus will say, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Or he will say, I was hungry and you gave me no food. So that becomes one of the most basic criteria for Judgment Day. Did you feed hungry people or did you not feed hungry people? So here in today's gospel, Jesus himself sees a hungry crowd and he gives them food. That's how basic it is. But of course, there's more. That's valid and that's essential. But that's not all there is to religion. There's more to religion than giving food to hungry people. That's part of it. And that's part of what Jesus does, but that's not the only thing he does. Jesus, in giving food to hungry people, is also revealing something more. For one thing, he's fulfilling the prophecy which we read in today's first reading. He is providing a feast on the mountain. Very deliberate that he goes up the mountain and provides abundant food, because that's what the prophet said. When the Messiah comes on that day, the mountain of the Lord of hosts will be a place for a rich banquet, rich food, choice ones in abundance. The prophecy is about, yes, abundant food on the mountain, but it's also about something more. As we read the prophecy, it says, not only will the Lord provide food and wine, he's going to destroy the veil. He's going to destroy the web that has trapped everyone. What is this veil, this web? Death. So this is a higher level. It's one thing to give food to hungry people. It's another thing to save people from death. And that's what the Messiah will do. So Jesus, in multiplying the loaves, is not only giving food to people who are hungry, he's also revealing the fulfillment of this promise that the destruction of the web of death is at hand. He hasn't yet destroyed death because he hasn't died himself, but he's pointing to what he will do. He's also pointing ahead to the gift of the Eucharist. This is not a Eucharistic miracle yet. I mean, he's not giving his flesh and blood yet, but he's pointing to the time when he will provide for all peoples an abundant banquet, not only of natural food, but of supernatural food. Not only to address natural hunger, but to address and to satisfy our hunger for God. So that's what this miracle does. Another thing this miracle does is put the apostles on the spot, or put the church on the spot to be the intermediaries between God and people in need. You know the story. Jesus says, I don't want to send the people away, and the apostles say, well, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? This is a deserted place, and there's too many people. But what's set up here is the contrast between natural perspective and supernatural perspective, between what we see and what God sees. We see, the apostles see, shortage, kulang, too many people, not enough resources. That's what they see, and that's what we see. Isn't this the story of life in the world? There's just not enough. There's not enough money. There's not enough food. There's not enough vaccines. There's not enough medicines. There are not enough doctors. There are not enough of anything. And the more you try to address needs, the quicker you're going to run out. And that, it's not wrong. That's actually accurate. We don't have enough. The temptation is, well, then I'm just going to keep for myself. And that's where faith pushes us to go beyond that temptation. Yes, we don't have enough, but we're not in this game alone. Where is God in the picture? If we're thinking there's not enough, that means we're not opening ourselves to God. Because for God, there is enough. With God, nothing is impossible. Faith breaks open that barrier of natural of shortages and of natural limitations and says, well, we have to open ourselves to the one for whom there is no such thing as not enough. God is more than enough. So Jesus puts the loaves, he takes them from the apostles. Well, we have seven loaves, okay, here they are. He blesses them, he breaks them, gives them back to the apostles. And then the apostles are in this awkward moment of having food in their hands and being told, give this food to someone else. It's a very challenging thing to be in that position. And this is where God puts us. He says, what do you have? We say, here's what I have. He says, okay, I'll give it to you. Now you give it to others. And again, the temptation is to say, but there's not enough. I have to keep this for myself. If I give it away, then I won't have any left. Not only that, no, there won't be enough for anybody else. Isn't that the challenge of faith? To be able to give what we have without being afraid of running out, without being afraid of not having enough for ourselves. Well, now, this is the second time in Matthew's gospel, anyway, the second time that Jesus does this. So the apostles should, by this time, know that there's more going on than simply giving a few loaves to a lot of people. Because the first time, there were 5,000 people, and there were only 5 loaves. And they ended up with 12 baskets full of fragments left over. So they already saw Jesus work an extraordinary miracle. But this is the second time. There's 4,000 people. There's 7 loaves. They do it. They give out the bread. Now, it's always something to imagine. What was it like? When did the bread actually multiply? I mean, when did they realize that it was going to be more? Did it happen right in their hands? Or did it happen when they weren't looking? Or was it in the basket? Because once they realize it was multiplying, then it's easy. Once you see there's more than you started with, it's easy to say, oh, God's doing a miracle. But before you see it, you have to trust. Anyway, we know what happens. 4,000 people, 4,000 men, not counting the women and the children, and they end up with 7 baskets full of fragments afterwards. Seven in the Bible is a number of completion, of fullness, meaning there's enough, you can't say there's not enough, there's enough, there's more than enough. You started with seven loaves, you end up with seven baskets of bread. Now, this is an Advent message to us. Prophecy, on the mountain there'll be a rich banquet. There'll be plenty, there'll even be a victory over death. And people will praise the Lord. The fulfillment of the prophecy, Jesus on the mountain multiplying the loaves. What is the message to us? We are in the process of preparing the way, preparing our hearts for the coming of the Lord. What do we expect of the Lord when he comes? He will provide. What are we being challenged to do here or to believe? That God will provide when it looks to us like there's not enough. That we can trust him enough to give what we have been given, to share with others the little bit that we have, knowing that God will multiply it. If we don't do that, that means we're not ready, means we're not prepared for the coming of the Lord. If we don't give to those who are hungry, literally, but also figuratively, spiritually, there's more hunger than just for food. There's all kinds of hungers, and God sends us to give to those who are hungry. We go back to what Jesus says in that parable of the Last Judgment. I was hungry and you gave me food. Or I was hungry and you gave me no food. So the Advent message to us is give food to the hungry, give to those in need. Be an instrument of God's abundance, of God's superabundance for your neighbor.